Don't doctors give other doctors rates?
They're killing her.
Also, Dad, you know, like when, you know, when I was back in the state, we, you know, I used to do a lot of security, you know, and I used to always be, you know, always in the back parking lot.
Faithfully there, yeah.
And I used to watch, you know, the dad, you know, pass by every afternoon. You know, he'd pass by and he would slow up and look in the parking lot, you know, as if, you know, it was some kind of gesture, like he wanted to do something, you know.
Yeah.
And so the mom, she rides around, you know, all the time too. And she when she plays on your emotions, she tries to make it sound as if what we, you know, are standing for, you know, are wrong, which you know, undoubtedly that's untrue, you know. I'm sure she had to be...
What we're standing for.
Yeah, you know, socialism, you know.
Is that socialism is untrue?
Yes.
Well, that's where she makes her poorest case, if anybody's got any sense. She actually openly tried to attack socialism, huh? Of course, they did that on the steps. I know they all did that on the steps.
She'd do that, you know, in every conversation that she talks to people. She's got a fix where she makes everything sound the same, you know. Her story, she gets one story, and she'll stick to that one story, and she'll tell everybody basically the same thing, you know. And then, and that, if you hear it from different people, and it makes it sound to people who are not a members of this cause, it makes it sound like it's true, you know. And I'm sure she's been well rehearsed on that, you know.
Yeah, shift, please. Well rehearsed. Well brainwashed. Shift, move your legs, your feet, your hips. You got trapped in it, hold my mic, did you know?
We used to have that. We used to
passing out water through here. Washing them properly. Okay, let's don't get no shit started, because we're the army of socialism here.
After
be quiet. Yes, go ahead.
After, you know, we had the conversation, you know, I went right on upstairs, you know, and reported it. And I had a few sessions, you know, a few counseling sessions afterwards, because I think people were more concerned about where my consciousness was.
It was Dad that was concerned about you, and he directed that, because no one else has that type of empathy but Jim Jones.
Well, thank you, Dad, because, you know, it really, you know.
However, I made no push to get you over here. You were needed there, and I did not have any feeling you were going to commit treason. Sometimes, so I didn't make any push to bring you over here. So I saw that much character in you.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you.
I knew you could sort out the shit from the other and get over here. When you get over here, then it all settles. You can see the truth so clearly. It takes a while. Sometimes people don't realize they thought they knew what socialism was till they got here, and then they had to learn what it really is all about.
Well, thank you, Dad. That really relieves, you know, my mind a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. To know, I know that you're concerned about, you know, all of us, you know. And to know that you're concerned, you know, personally about each and every one of us, that really gives me a lift, you know, and makes me even want to strive harder to make sure that this land is produced for all of our people that are still back there. Because it's really a struggle back there, because you go through a lot of changes in your mind, you know. A lot of things come across your mind when you're back there in the States. And you think about here, and you know you want to be here, and you know that you have to do your job there in order to make things what it should be. You know, and I really appreciate, you know, your concern, you know, for me in that instance and in all the instances that, since I've been in this cause and this movement. You know, I really appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Larry, far as the relationship between me and Tanya, it was arranged, and that's awesome. I mean, you are still real close.
He don't want no trouble with you or Cynthia. It was arranged. It wasn't nothing to it but principle. That's what it was for. Principle. A lot of marriages like that here, so don't need nobody to be nerved about that. Hell, you'd never know who was really with who by who's married to who. We've been doing that for years to try to save people from somebody trying to hurt some member of the family, some family being irate, hostile, and lying.
Dad, I ran into her, and she said that Dale Parks, she saw him in Berkeley, and that he talked to her and said that he wasn't coming here under what whatsoever. And
well, we need to send a picture of Dale. I mean, he needs to get on that interview, too, and have some words back there.
And she works at some hospital or something, but the message got back that she's going around the hospital telling people that Georgetown is a poverty area, and she's sure that Jonestown looks just like Georgetown, and that she didn't see how her sons could live here, and that she admitted that the money that they were supposed to have gotten or whatever, that she was going to keep it herself because she needed it more than they did, but she was going to use it for bills and, you know, like that.
And that's what's hanging her up, because mm-hmm. she can't get it because they're in it. Oh, that's good. Let the bitch worry. They're sure not very happy running up and down the streets looking into our fences and spending night and day talking to newspapers about us. That's not a happy people. You think we're unhappy, but we do have moments and joy and now and then fellowship with each other and good fried chicken and a movie and some card games some of you play. I'm not talking about myself. My happiness is never there. I'm just talking about your happiness because I'm always too busy worrying about the welfare of the people. But those people are not happy. Night and day, they keep this shit going. You can't be happy trying to get at somebody night and day. Shows how unhappy they are. All their money that they've been bought off with, whatever they can get out of capitalism, has done them no good because they don't have any peace.
When she came to talk to me, I brought Harriet in because I thought what she was concerned about was Billy and Bruce being able to get their inheritance. But then I found out that what she was concerned about was she wanted part of the inheritance to pay bills. And she even went so far as to say, you know, it's like you with Stephen. You know, I've spent a lot of money growing him up, and, you know, I want some of this money. And I said, you know what? It's not that way with Stephen and me, because I feel guilty for bringing him into this world, and I feel like I owe him everything and he owes me nothing. But this is where she was coming from. She wants that money, and she wants them back there to sign it over to her.
It was very, very clear, because we explained to her that a person's inheritance is theirs, and they don't have to come back any place or, you know, to get it. Like, he could have, you know, made arrangements through the U.S. consul here.
I know that somebody's paying her money. She got to deliver the goods. It's the same old scenario, same story with John. Got to have the person. They're not interested in the person. She says she's interested in the money. Says she's not going to give them any money. And it's supposed to be their money. So why is it she wants to deliver them? Because there's more money if she delivers. That's the whole purpose of it. She'll get more money if she delivers. Then she'll get something else when they get through, but she's stupid. Stupid. I don't know how people can live with themselves. Go ahead.
In San Francisco, just about a week before we came here, we was in a few of us was in the Army surplus store, and Harry Williams walked in, and me and Herbert was in the other part of the store, and my companion was in the other part of the store, and I was in the other part of the store, and I saw him walk up to her. Glenda. He walked up to Glenda. Glenda White, and he asked her, was she still in the church? And she said, yes. He said, are you going to the FL? And at that time, I walked up, you know, pulled away, and I'd asked her, what was he saying to her? And so she said, he's asking me, was I going over to the FL? I said, what did you say? She said, eventually, he said, well, if I were you, I wouldn't be going over there because you don't know what you're getting into. And he was trying to tell a whole bunch of negative shit.
Yeah, excuse me, Jerome. There's one thing I'm curious about. Why didn't you people that getting this information, why didn't you tell all of this before now? I mean, why didn't you let us know what was going on? right when it happened. I mean, when you came down, you could have told us then.
Because it helped security. It helped security. I'm not surprised, Harry Williams. He's a walking dead man. If Harry Williams can tell that kind of shit, he must be out of his mind. How many times I've raised him from the dead, he never did have a mind of his own, because I know what they got on him. They got something on him. That's why Harry has to go along. They got something on him.
I did report. I reported in San Francisco. Reported to Hugh Forte.
I warned him. Well, they didn't tell us. They should have.
Could I tell you how devious they are? One day I got a telephone call from Rosemary Williams, and she was acting like she was very concerned about me. Mother, I want you to know that I realize what you've given up, and any time you need me, Rosemary Williams.
That's what they're set up to do. This is a conspiracy, honey. They're not that intelligent. They're set up to do this shit.
And I quickly told her that I'd given up nothing, that there was nothing else to live for this cause, and I had no need for her. But it's
and that's
so
your daughter,
devious.
Suzanne, that's behind that shit.
She must have forgotten.
What's that?
I said for Rosemary Williams to have said a lie like that to Mother, she must have forgotten the confrontation she had when old Williams stopped Amanda and I on the street in San Francisco and gave us all that line of shit. I brought it over here. You ought to see it. It's a little. I just took down all the little things that he said to us, and there must be a million of them. And someone says, why do you listen? We listen because we wanted to get all the shit we could get because we couldn't get back fast enough to report it. But, after that confrontation, I don't see how she could have the nerve to come to you and say anything, Mother.
Because she told the truth then, how beautiful it was, and stood up against him.
On top of that, William set all this shit up, and he hadn't even been over here.
Yeah. Then lied, turned around and lied about doing it.
They think, you know, just trying to divide. And people have tried that with me down through the years, you know. I love you, Marcy, but oh, Jim, and that makes me so damn mad when anyone pulls that kind of crap. Just try to pull it and you'll find out.
I think what's really messy about it, they have to come in a goddamn bunch before they can face you. And when you meet them by themselves, they scatter like beetles on the fucking rock.
I hope they told on that. Now, tonight, I want told. Ain't nobody else have no news conference on our steps. They got any sense. Say, get off of here. We're off our property. And we ordered you off of the property now. And nobody else stupid enough to take a goddamn paper. You should have never, black man, stand there taking that goddamn petition to all these royalties on there. You look weak. You look weak when you do that shit.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm concerned about. Makes you look damn weak. It only encourages them more. The more you look weak, if we didn't look weak here, we wouldn't have been here today. All right, what were some of the things we said we had to talk about? So I'm sick of hearing these sons of bitches. Fuck them. I'm going to bury them one day. Yeah. Or better yet, leave them alive. Let them eat on themselves. I sometimes think that's the best fate for these pricks because they're obviously so unhappy. All they can do is try to mess with us. Let them live and eat on themselves. Tim Stone used to hate Myrtle so bad he couldn't stand to look at her. And then they were on the same steps in the same conference. He couldn't stand Liz Foreman. He said she just upset him to even be around her. Now they're all together. Now even though those people don't like each other, they hated each other. Some of the folk that are in that circle on that front steps of our church couldn't stand to be seen with each other. So they're desperate, honey. They are goddamn desperate when folk... I remember Stone come to me, said that Liz Foreman made his skin crawl. Well, there she is with him. His skin's crawling. That's how important it is to try to get back to us because everything's shot out from under them. They've lost their hope, their purpose, their meaning for existence. And they want to get rid of us because they know they've shit in their nest. The only chance they had to be something and have something in this world, they shot it down. And they know they're such little people, they don't know our capacity even to forgive. Although, my capacity is getting more realistic. But being that they would never forgive any kind of shit, they feel, well, they'll never get here because they've done too much shit. So, they're going to try to tear it up so nobody can have it. That's what they hope. You understand the psychology? So I don't know if some of you ever understand anything because you never look up here like you, I don't know what you got pubic lice on your balls back there. I don't know what your trouble is, but some of you never look up this way. You know, are the two termites fucking under the seat? One sister, I think, must try to masturbate with her nose, her head so low. Hold in there. How many expected this when you got to the promised land? Shit, I did. I didn't look for ever the detail, but I knew that life, anything worth having, going to be worth a struggle. Take a look at this beauty. One day you couldn't sit around in Philadelphia or Chicago or Detroit or San Francisco. Take a look at those trees out there. One day, that's worth a hell of a lot just to be able to look around there and feel that breeze one day. Step outside in some of those cities. The last trip we took through there, just where we came, you couldn't step off the bus and breathe because your damn lungs would freeze. Then when you're in Los Angeles, you cry from just trying to breathe. We don't appreciate it enough. We take a lot of things for granted here, you know. How'd you say, Bates? What are you saying, Bates? Get over there to him. Bates is wound up here this morning.
The hoodlums was after our folks, our boys, and grabbed them, and when we went to the bank to put our money in, everybody want to grab them and fight them and everything. And then we out here where we have peace, happiness, and comfort. And everything in the world we want, we don't have to be worried with when we cross. And that was just across the street.
That's true. Well, what order do you think the discussion should be? I ain't producing this goddamn land until I get certain measures of security. Life doesn't have ever guaranteed, but I want certain measures. I want some things resolved. On the road to be resolving. That's the way I feel about it, you see. Could take a mid-afternoon, whatever. Go ahead, let's go. We'll talk about that. Somebody want to say something? Somebody raise their hand. Yes, sir, Steve.
Did I understand that they expected us to employ some of the native people here?
No, that's not been a demand. That was long ago. We crossed that one white night when they wanted to move folk in. We said we were going to have that because we could be spies in our ranks. No, they're not trying no shit like that. I don't even know what the fuck the battle's over with right now. What is it? It's a doctor and the pharmacists. I some bitch and doctor and pharmacists ought to feel popular. They're goddamn. We've had more white news over you. What are we fighting over? Customs. The sons of bitches to let loose of our medicines. That's good. Okay. She was just saying, it was wonderful how I felt to let people off last night to rest because Kathy's starting into labor. So if anybody need a little, if you need a little more, that's good. Medical people, as it goes on, if it goes on too long, then you better take a little rest.
Larry and Joyce, particularly Larry and Joyce, I think. Maybe Sharon.
And yourself, my love.
All I do is stay there and boss. And I don't, I'm not needed, really.
Okay. You'll do what I told you anyway, won't you?
Possibility that the CIA in Georgetown is always letting people know when the important people are out of the country.
Yep.
Could be a leak out there, couldn't it be? Somebody in the... I see. Dad, isn't there a possibility that
What's all the humming and hawing about?
I said, Dad, isn't there a possibility that the CIA is working with the government here to let people know when the important people of the country are out of the country? Could be a leak there.
I'm sure the CIA is everywhere, but that don't mean the end of us. The CIA could be married to me, and she isn't. It wouldn't mean the end of us. So be careful. If you are married to a CIA, you may be now being lined up for a fuck and then a gentle push on your neck, like in the day of the jackal. One last sweet love. Right? I know some of you could give somebody a fuck and finish him. And I'd like to give some folk a fuck that are sweet and let them pass over to peace. Woo! You gonna fuck Tim Stone to death, Jane? You kill him, I know, one day. I'm telling you, mean seniors, I'm sending you back. That's what I'm sending back when we, if we go down. Chit, three new rows, and crazy Lou Esther. Fong. Lou Esther got healed while she's fighting her. Where you at, Lou Esther? Where in the hell you at? I said, Lou Esther, hold in there. Since she had pain in her chest, she got healed in the fight. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
What is it, Jane? What you going to do with Tim Stone?
No, when I come to Georgetown, I wash dishes one night for Tim Stone. And he was studying. And so, anyway, I used to like Tim Stone. I used to like Grace both, you know. So, anyway, I said, oh, Tim, I said, you're studying. I'll wash dishes for you. And he said, oh, well, all right. So the next night, I was trying to kid with him or something. He said, oh, Jane, I can't understand your vocabulary. I said, fuck you.
I miss this shit. I need to laugh. But she's washing this.
She was washing dishes for dear old Tim Stone, and she was joking with him, and he said, oh, Jane, I can't understand your vocabulary. And she said, fuck you.
I'm glad, Jane, that you got that in before he left. Let's send it. Say Jane's looking for him. Send him a message. Jane Owens is looking for you.
Put a shroud around God while he pisses on the world.
I know now why God is a man, because their anatomy is so much better built for standing up and kissing. And you can pee easier than women. No.
But honey, you have a great advantage when you're menstruating. Drop a little blood on the sons of bitches. God ought to have been a woman.
Never thought of that.
You can shit on them and bleed on them at the same time. That's pretty good. I am sure that whatever God is, we all are ashamed of it.
Right.